Hey everybody, this is Chad, and I have some dates to announce. February 2nd and 3rd, I'm going to be in Oklahoma City at Bricktown Comedy. February 22nd, Houston Improv. The 23rd and 24th of February, Addison Improv in Texas. March 2nd, St. Paul, I am filming a special at the Fitzgerald Theater. If you don't have tickets, I'd get them quick. That is just the truth. March 20th, Kansas City Improv, and that's the 21st as well. March 22nd and 23rd, I'm going to be in Omaha, Nebraska. April 11th, Brooklyn at the Bell House. You hear me, Brooklyn? I'm going to be at the Bell House. April 12th, I'm going to be at the fucking Wilbur Kid in Boston, Massachusetts. You fucking cocksucker. I'm going to be at the Wilbur. April 19th, I'm going to be at the Milwaukee Improv. That's the 19th and the 20th, of course. May 3rd and 4th, Nashville Zanies. May 10th and 11th, Cincinnati, Ohio. Go bananas. And I'm going to tell you something right now, if you're listening, Austin, Texas, and Detroit. I'm going to have some very good news for you very, very soon. Also, your boy, you want to do it? Okay. Hey, everybody, I also have some dates that I'm going to do, and I don't want to do that. Cy is going to be going out on the road, too, and he's going to announce some dates in, I think it's a couple weeks, so it's going to be fantastic. Grab those tickets up, support your boys, and hey, enjoy the episode, you fucking cocksuckers!
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thank you for coming back. It's finally snowing here in Minnesota, but across from me, not in Minnesota, as, well, this is worded incorrectly, but you know what I'm getting at. It's Cyrus Amundson.
Worded perfectly. Hello, people. It's me. Hi. What a start.
Here we are. You just struck a pose where it was like, that's all I'm going to say. You really leaned into it.
Here we are again on another beautiful Monday morning in which we will discuss things. Hello, Chad. It's nice to see you. Who's this guy?
It's nice to be seen. You are more like morning radio, Cy.
Hello, Chad. It's great to be here. It's 8:45 a.m. 394 is backed up all the way to 494, and the Timberwolves lost last night to the whoever the fuck they played. Next up, farts. That's pretty much
morning
radio. Hey,
everybody. I'm not sure that you can say fuck on the radio.
That's correct.
It's Moose. It's a lifetime. It's drive time.
Hey, what? You go.
No, I go. Listen to me. Christmas happened, and I forgot to tell you this last week because we were so enthralled with the Epstein list that was supposed to come out and then did not come out on that day.
I have a lot of influence, and I didn't need people knowing quite yet.
No one has ever gotten more quickly in and out of the Epstein list, like that world, the world of YouTube videos and articles and comment threads. I don't think anyone spent a more intense, shorter period of time in it than I did. I was a Sunday to Tuesday. Like Jenna was like, if you say something that sounds like Epstein, I'm getting a divorce. That's how heavy the convos were. And now I don't even, when it didn't come out Tuesday, fuck it. I moved on. I don't know anything about anything anymore. So I forgot, lost in all the Epstein madness from last episode. I forgot to tell you what my brother Greg got the baby for Christmas.
Okay.
Rockin' Rider Pony.
Yeah, I knew it. I was going to ask that. Yep.
I'd forgotten about it. Blindsided me. We're like, what the fuck is this weird box? It was a very good gift. It was very, very fun.
That's incredible.
Well, that's so is it out of the box?
It is out of the box. He can't ride it by himself. I also am not convinced he enjoys it when somebody, I guess, makes him ride it is the correct term here.
I think it is.
I think it's unfortunately it's a forced ride. I think it's a ride against his will.
Yeah, and that's how he was. That's how he came to be, actually, right? A ride against Jenna's will.
Inaccurate. I will not. that is alleged. That is inaccurate. I will not put up with that. I'm getting really into soccer. I know we've talked about this a lot on the show.
I mean, getting seems wild because you wanted to buy a football club at one point.
I still want to buy a football club.
I know. So saying you're getting into soccer is crazy.
But I think
you've been into soccer.
But it's kind of like saying I'd really like to get into the Spanish culture, and then all I do is talk about buying a taco truck. Like, I haven't. Sure. Yes. Do I have an appreciation? But I haven't learned the language. I still, okay. You're like, oh, you're gonna open a taco truck in Guadalajara? Do you know how to speak the language? I could say sí, and they'd be like, oh, he does. But if they ask me a follow-up question, I got nothing. And that's how soccer feels is I like it. I like the promotion relegation. I'm into the entirety of the supporter culture. But when they start playing the game, not only are the rules a little difficult for me, all just the concept of doing that with your feet, like all the sports I play are hand sports. I'm a big hand sport guy. I'm not a big foot sport. I can't even comprehend how it all works. So it's kind of like a dumb guy watching a smart guy do math. When he gets to the end and he goes, and the answer is 75, you're like, I know what 75 is. That's how, when they get a goal, I'm like, hooray! But I don't know that I understand anything that's happening.
It would be funny if it was like, and carry the one, and then we bring that over here, and 75. Goal! I mean, that is, that's how I actually should start reacting to stuff like that.
So here's the thing I have learned, and I'd like your input on.
I'm ready.
I'm not here to purport. Let me know if I use that word correctly. I'm not here to purport that professional sports organizations do a good job naming their teams.
Yeah.
Do I think the Vikings is a well-named team? Yes. Do I think the Packers? Are there ones that really make sense to me and work? Yes. And then are there ones that have moved, like the Lakers, that don't make sense? Yes. But
now, to explain that to everybody, the Lakers started in Minneapolis, and that's why they are also purple and gold like the Vikings, because the sports owners at the time wanted to make it easy for everyone to buy one shirt and cheer for all the teams.
So I'm learning about the soccer naming. Is it nomenclature? The soccer naming world. American soccer naming world, and as I've become a big MLS head, this is what I've learned.
So S stands for shit, right?
Yes. Major League shithead.
ML shithead.
Yeah, an ML shithead. As I become a huge ML shithead. So what I've learned is it seems like they started with a bunch of these teams, and they went the WNBA route with the first group of names, where it's like kind of a concept, like the Houston Dynamo and the Los Angeles Galaxy, where sometimes the WNBA is like, what if we call a team a concept? Like,
you're right.
Like the Cincinnati Whisper. Also, Wild.
Even the Minnesota Wild. Yeah.
Worst name in hockey. Come at me, bro. All you Wild heads, come at me. Name fucking sucks. We should be the North Stars. It's the biggest load of shit of all time. Fuck you, Norm. So, I thought that was really dumb to name teams like the Dynamo and the Galaxy. And then they changed it to kind of copy the patterns of international soccer. Okay. So, like Cincinnati's FC Football Club. And that makes sense. But I can't get over, do you know what the Salt Lake team is called? Real Salt Lake.
Real?
Yeah, like Salt Lake. Like Real Madrid. The team, Real Madrid. They're Real Salt Lake. If I put you in a room, Chad, and I was like, what's the opposite of Madrid? What are you saying? Salt Lake's on there somewhere.
C.
Yeah.
This is how much I know. So wait a second, though. Do the owners of Madrid have any stake in Salt Lake?
Now, that question would require me to have a nuanced understanding or a research of the things I speak, which I do not. But I can't imagine the owners of the most powerful soccer club, one of the most powerful soccer clubs in the world, right, were like, guys, I know we're doing well, but we got to dip our little soccer cocks in the MLS bin. And I think the place to do that, Salt Lake City,
well,
maybe.
Maybe they're using it as like a AAA team. Here's what I'm thinking. First of all, you can't say Real in Salt Lake City. You just have to say Real, and then you have to give a toothy smile. That's how it works in Salt Lake. I love that place for comedy. It's such a great... You wouldn't think so, right? Because I've talked about this when I'm there. It's like, you think you're going to... If you say poop, you're going to get in trouble, or people aren't going to laugh, or whatever. It is such a fun comedy city. However, bars close at midnight, mm-hmm, and there are some different rules there. And
absolutely.
So you wonder, like, with this Real soccer club, I have a lot of questions for you that I'll take off air. Answers off air.
I'll take them on air. I mean, but they also have the Utah Jazz, which is very funny name. It's basically, I think that's what Utah should lean into. I think they should just go hard.
Stuff that they don't have.
Yeah, just be like, hey, welcome, come have a piece of Utah's Speedy Gonzales white bread. Just name stuff really, just white bread served in a sombrero. And like, is this a Mexican family that made this? Nope, just a bunch of Utah brothers. Come on and undele arriba, man. Come on and get it.
They just go straight ridiculous with their soccer club. They're like, hey, you guys, it's the Salt Lake City Black people.
Yeah, they just call it.
We don't have any Jazz or Black people.
That joke works a lot of different ways. You can be like, we're the Salt Lake City Christians. There's a lot of easy paths on that one. There's a lot of FCs. There's a lot of Uniteds, right? There's some SCs, which I like. I like that Nashville is an SC. That makes sense to me.
Soccer club.
But yeah, I just can't get behind the Real ordeal. There's Inter Miami bothered me too, because there's an Inter over in the Euro folk world. Okay. But that one, somebody explained that to me. They're like, it's because it's an international club with a lot of international players. And I was like, that kind of works in Miami. That's a place that's filled with Eastern European DJs. International. That's a very international city.
You know, we've talked about getting into soccer. I wanted to play soccer. So Ali Sultan, a friend of the show, mm-hmm, and hilarious comedian, plays pickup soccer. And I was excited to do that, because I do love getting out and just running around and pretending I'm part of a sport.
Yeah.
But what I've done is I've torn, did I tell you, I popped my calf muscle.
When did this happen?
It popped. So here's what I do. I like to go online to Instagram, and I like to watch how people work out.
No,
there.
And then you try it at home?
Yeah, you take the advice... You take the advice from people that have 0% body fat, and you go, yeah, why don't I do that? So one of the things was barefoot training.
No. Right?
So I was doing jump training with no shoes on, and I think what happens is when there's not enough cushion on your feet, it sends a signal up to your body that says abort mission. But I was jumping up on this box, and I was getting tired, and then I went up on my tiptoes to jump, and my right calf felt like it exploded. I actually felt it. I heard it pop, and I felt the muscle fibers pull apart from each other. It was the weirdest sensation. And so I couldn't walk for one day.
When did this happen?
This happened about 2 months ago.
Let me give you a compliment right now. I have been worried about a lower leg injury in you because, like, you, I've always thought if this guy breaks an ankle or hurts a knee, he's going to get huge and we're going to have to shoot him like a horse that's no good anymore. The fact that you've been coasting along and I didn't even, good for you. Fuck yeah,
Thank you a lot. I really had to dial it in.
How are you the same weight right now that you were before popping a calf?
Thank you.
Looks like we got an eighth wonder of the world, ladies and gentlemen.
It all comes down to diet if you're listening. So here's what happens, which is crazy because from Thanksgiving until January 1st at 3 in the morning, I really let it go. But it doesn't matter. Here's the point. So I pop my calf muscle. It hurts. I can't even walk on it that day. Then I take some ibuprofen, go to bed. The next day, I can go heel to toe. Feels a little better. So I start rehabbing it, and everything's going great.
Using Instagram again, or did you go to a real guy?
No guy. I just did my... I've been to physical therapy for almost everything, so I still have the pamphlets that they give me. So I just go into my filing cabinet under P for physical therapy, and then under C for calf. And sure. So I pull out that leaflet and I go into it and I start doing those exercises and it feels good. Then Kelsey wants to go play volleyball because she's very good at that sport and it makes her happy to do it. So I have on cargo pants like an adult. And I have on, yeah.
Is it a, where are we? Are we going to a YMCA to play pickup volleyball? Are we playing bar volleyball?
Similar. We're going to a community center.
Okay.
So same diff as a YMCA. So we go there, and I'm sitting there. I'm reading my book, and they don't have enough players, so they go, come on in. Now, I have Air Force Ones on, which are not made for any movement other than walking slowly across a crosswalk. I think
I would argue they've been made for crip walking, but keep going.
Ooh, God damn it. That's pretty good. So I go out there, and I cut to my left. By the way, I'm a fantastic volleyball player. Nobody knows it, but it's true. And so I'm out there saving a bunch of stuff. Everything's going great. And then I fucking feel my calf explode again.
Ugh.
And so I don't say anything. I leave the game for a little bit. I come back in and I'm playing on one foot and one heel like a peg leg. And now I'm not getting anything. I'm throwing arms out like a fucking, you know, a spastic octopus. And now everyone's like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? So that I exploded again. Then cut to more rehab. I'm on a treadmill and I just start jogging 4 miles per hour just to loosen up my calf. Explodes again. So
no.
The point is, I think my right calf muscle's done. I think it gave me a lot of good years, but I think I'm going to have to cut my leg off at the knee and get one of those fancy spatulas that makes me faster.
Yeah.
One of those little springy things.
Yeah, get you one of those leg spatches. One of the
Oscar Pedroias.
Yeah, one of those
Oscar
things.
Oscar Pedlaloyas.
Yeah, he killed his wife with those, right?
Girlfriend.
Sorry.
I love how the murder is without question, but get the facts right, bro.
Yeah, and the fact that I said that he actually used the leg blades for it. I watched that whole documentary. Yeah. You don't have to. It's not worth it.
I've watched it too. He Real killed her.
Yeah, I think he absolutely Real killed her. What?
Yeah.
So, A, I would love for you to be a peg leg guy. And here, let me, do you
me
think,
too.
Listen, I was thinking about this because I was asking another sickie the other day. I was talking to another sickie and
I love that you guys have a name for it.
And I was asking them if they did a thing that I do is, do you ever see another like sick or disabled person in your head think, I'd trade with you? Like, do you ever like, and I think what I've realized is a lot of people, you're not one of us. You're a normie. You're not a sickie. You're
I
a normie.
Exploded calf muscle.
You just haven't properly taken care of yourself. My question is,
wow.
I think.
What if I have smoothies with cherry juice? Can I join your club?
I've switched to cranberry juice.
Ugh.
So I think most sickies or disabled people have like a fantasy disability league manager in their brain. That's like, I'll trade these two bum shoulders for that guy's peg leg. And maybe the peg leg guy is like, I've had these shoulders for a long time. They've been great. And I'm sick of limping. My hip hurts. And
yes.
And so I'm not, I think there was a lot wrong with the eugenics movement. Let's be very clear about that.
Okay. I will be clear about something I don't know.
I think are you not familiar with eugenics? You're a smart guy.
I don't think so. I don't think I know what that is.
Eugenics is the whole perfect, if there is a worse guy in the universe, I think Kevin could explain this with more education than I'm about to, but eugenics was an old-timey theory about getting the perfect type and race of human beings. It was an elitist. The Nazis were based their perfect race on eugenics. A lot of eugenicists here in the United States. That piece of shit, Charles Lindbergh. Fun fact, Charles Lindbergh, Henry Ford, huge fucking pieces of shit. Also, the guy who, you know that Kellogg cereal you like so much?
I mean, I don't, but yeah, sure. If you're talking to someone else.
I mean, I'm talking to the group. In this moment, you represented the people and I represented...
Sorry. Ask again.
And you know that Kellogg cereal you like so much?
Yes.
So it was created by a Kellogg, and he was the brother of John D. Kellogg. And this is like drunk history without the drinking. And basically, the first Kellogg was a Seventh-day Adventist. Adventist? What do they call those people? I believe.
A dentist. People that fix teeth? A dentist.
Seventh-day Adventist. And so he started this thing in Michigan, this like doctor health place. And he had all these theories, one of which was that you should never masturbate, and then he thought getting rid of certain foods could help you not masturbate. Anyways, he also a eugenics guy, you don't want to be on the side of the eugenics people, but I think they had it wrong. They're over here trying to create the perfect race and the perfect people and exclude people. I think the thing that we need to be working on is a trading system. Figure out DNA, figure out science. Maybe that bald guy doesn't want to be bald anymore, and that chubby guy doesn't want to be chubby anymore. Maybe we can get a little swap in here. I think we should have a things I don't like about myself, marketplace to trade shit out.
Like Facebook Marketplace, except for hair and losing weight. Now, I'd like to just go back a second and tell everyone I know exactly what eugenics is, but I just wanted to watch the fucking wheels come off.
No, you don't get to do that afterwards. Did I? How did I do? Was I pretty good?
Well, I mean, yeah, the first part, but then you spun out on that Kellogg guy.
I mean, this Kellogg guy is a fascinating, fascinating man.
I doubt it. Hey, speaking of breakfast, can I tell you a story?
I guess. I mean, I'm going to go learn a bunch about Kellogg so that I can bring the people over to my side on this conversation. But I would love to hear about breakfast. Yes.
Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking home the first night I'm there, and I see what is known as an original pancake house. Now, I know you're familiar.
Daddy, familiar? Yeah. I think I've eaten enough at OPH to how they sometimes give famous people honorary doctorates.
Yeah.
I think they should give me honorary stock in the OPH corporation. Does it publicly trade? It's time. If you're listening, OPH, Chad and I would like, well, here's the thing. We'll promote you for free. I don't want to speak on your behalf.
I was just going to say, here's the deal. If it does trade publicly, it's about to take a downward trend on the old ticker because...
Oh, no. Is this a sad OPH story?
It's not sad. It's full of rage.
Okay. Well, then let's bring that on.
So first of all, let me tell you what's leading up to this, right? You know, I try. You know, I try my hardest.
I think you're a big try guy. Yeah.
I try to change my ways in public.
Let's change the show to Sci Guy and the Try Guy. That's a bad idea. You keep going.
Ooh.
Okay. I've just been looking for a rebrand for a while. Anyway, you try.
Let me start by telling you this. I go into a Target bathroom. Have you heard this? I go into a Target bathroom and I look underneath. and I look underneath the stall, not like a creep, not like I need privacy.
Hold on, I have to tell the people what's about to happen here.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So Chad has this story that he has tried to tell on several occasions. And each time he's told it, it's the same story, but he's dressed it differently so it stays interesting and fun and good. And every time he's told it, later in that week, I've had to call him and go, the episode got destroyed. And so yeah. The look on, if you could, we're getting back to video soon. Trust us, we're come through, guys.
I don't even trust that, and I'm one of us.
Sci guy and the try guy. And if you could have seen on video, I've never seen a couple that looks each other in the face and says they're going to work it out, like what that look looks like. But I think starting a very funny story for the third time to a guy who's heard it the third time, because we know I need the people to hear this story the way I got to experience it. It's a fun emotion in the room.
I just want people to hear it, and you keep fucking it up.
So you're in a Target.
Nobody
bathroom.
Wanted to spend time with their family on Christmas. We're not psychopaths. All right. So I go into Target, and as I open the bathroom door, I can see that there are black tennis shoes and khakis around someone's ankle. Mm-hmm. So I think this is an employee or an old man, right?
Correct.
And so I go in and I start urinating, and then I hear beep, boop, boop, beep, beep. And I think either, right, this guy now, I think maybe he is a United States senator getting head from an R2-D2 type thing, or maybe he's tapped his foot underneath a stall, or he's got one of those walkie-talkies. And it turns out it's a walkie-talkie where it goes, hey, we need help in aisle 7. We need a price check. And then he goes, you know what? Yeah, I can be there. It's going to be about 3 minutes. Hold on. And then beep, boop, 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 boop. And he starts shitting hot lava. I mean, it was intense. The amount of pressure, I don't know if you've ever had diarrhea that slingshots the bowl, where it hits the back of the bowl, goes through the water, loses a little steam. Otherwise, it would hit the ceiling. But then it comes out in between your legs. It was that kind of shitting. And so I'm laughing.
What's the thing that you flings a rock? Is it a trebuchet? Is it a trebuchet? The medieval weapon where they have like...
Eugenics. It's eugenics. So this guy finally, he calls back, okay, be right there. Gets out, comes out of the thing. I'm laughing. And he goes, was that funny? And I just go, dude, without even making it, because I can't turn around, I'm peeing. I go, you know that was funny. You had to shut your walkie-talkie off to shit. We both know it's funny, so please let's stop. And so then he goes, all right, yeah, actually, what? And he's about to agree with me and has to go back in and start shitting more.
Okay.
And so then I'm done peeing at that point. I knock on the stall and I go, I got you, dude. And I go to aisle 7 and I go, it's going to be a while. Just so you know, the guy that told you he's coming, he's not coming. So then I go from Target, I go to Home Depot. Okay. This is another story that you've heard.
No, and come on, this one's brand new.
And so I'm getting blinds for this office, because right now in the office, you can't see it, but there's lighting that, like, lighting umbrellas. There's a bunch of shit in here. And there's a couch. It looks like a porn fuck shop.
Okay.
And so I noticed that my neighbors that can see into our office cut a bunch of trees down. So I was thinking, like, well, listen, obviously somebody got some binoculars for Christmas. So I go get some shades, mm-hmm. some blinds at Home Depot. Now you can cut them, you can make them custom. So I go in and I'm walking around making sure, like, at Home Depot, you can get a 36-inch shade width, but you can cut it down to, let's say, 34.
Okay. Right? Mm-hmm.
But you have to make sure you have the right one. You have to make sure you're not getting a 60-inch shade, because that costs more to cut it down to 34. You have to make sure you're close enough, like the closest number to the number you need. So it takes me a while to find these shades. And I go, hey, man, can you help me cut these shades? And he goes, yeah, no problem. So I walk around, find all these shades, perfectly match them up. I even write what I need on the shade, on the box, what I need them cut to. And he goes, he finally gets there and he goes, oh, yeah, this shade cutter's broken. And I was like, right. Okay. So what do I do? And he goes, well, we actually need to take this apart and put a new blade in it. And I go, where would we find the tools to take apart a shade cutter? Maybe Home Depot? Why the fuck is anything broken in Home Depot, dude? I don't get it. Why was the tile off in your bathroom? Yeah, I have to pee a lot in the morning. The tile wasn't set right in the bathroom. At Home Depot, what the fuck's going on? That's not good advertising. So I keep asking this guy, and then he goes, well, what do you want me to do about it? And I go, I don't know. Fix your shit. You work at Home Depot. So now I can feel myself. I'm getting back to Chad. I'm getting back to the real me.
You had the enjoyable, like, fun, funny back and forth at Target, but now the rage is seeping through because you need
it's
something to get done.
It's seeping through because here's what happens, right? Okay. I can either be grumpy in public or I can be grumpy at home. And I think to myself,
yeah,
like Kelsey doesn't like when I react out of pocket, I like to call it, in public.
Ooh, but out then, of pocket. I like yeah, that. Is that then, a thing people are saying?
That's a thing I'm saying. But then when I get home, then I have this frustration built up and no one to talk to until, you know, 3 days from now when I do therapy again. So the rage is set.
Okay.
I go from Portland, Oregon. Fantastic show. So fun. Thank you for everyone that was there. I drive from Portland up to Tacoma. I do 4 shows there for the weekend. Fantastic time. Thanks for everyone that came. And then I fly over to Spokane to spend Christmas with Kelsey's family.
Nice.
So I get to Spokane. I'm walking back to the hotel, like I told you, and I saw a original Pancake House.
Yes.
Now, the Original Pancake House has some history. You know, I know that you've eaten there so much they've given you a t-shirt for free.
That's correct.
Original Pancake House is where I went to eat right before I brought my sister, my mom and I brought my sister to rehab, where she, it was the final one, right? Where yeah. she cleaned Finally it up. Cleaned so it has great history for me. I love this place so much. They have a fluffy waffle with fresh sliced strawberries and a homemade whipped cream. And when you put maple syrup on it, I'm telling you, dude, it is the greatest thing that's ever been.
Okay.
It's the greatest thing. Yes. A lot of people think, oh, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Bitch, this thing was way better since then. So I go in and we have a guy pretty shifty. Spokane is known for industry and meth.
I hate to interrupt you, yeah. but Justin gets mad at us whenever we screw this show up.
Yeah.
And in the history of this show, that's not rare for us to do that.
Tons.
And so we like I mentioned, you told the Target story before, on
right.
That didn't come out. We want the people to hear it. And I had to, I would like and
I will I'm, tell people the first time I told it, I had you on the floor.
You're fucking crushing, and I think you nailed it this time.
But I had you on the floor.
I like it's been that when that happens, that's kind of a blur. And so I didn't want to get a message, you and I to get a message from Justin the day before this episode that goes out like, hey, dipshits, why are you telling the same stories over and over? And so I sent sure. him a message while you started like, hey, did this story ever go out? And all I got back was no. It's all been New Year's resolutions and you guys grandstanding about the state of stand-up comedy. Oh, what a funny piece of shit. Okay, so you're in you're the fluffiest of waffles.
Fluffiest of waffles.
I don't understand, as someone who's loved pancakes, who loves waffles, I don't get it. I don't understand why some restaurants are not great at it. Some restaurants are pretty good, and then a place like this can be untouchable. They are untouchable.
It really is. It really is. It is such a treat, this waffle. And so I go in. Kelsey's with me. Kelsey can't have anything to eat, cook. And we walk in. And this guy's fidgety. and he's answering questions. They start with and then a pause, and then the most confident fucking answer you've ever heard.
The waiter.
That's not a good combo for me. Yeah, the server. That's not a good combo for me because I don't. When you start with an and then you come in over the top, I don't trust you. This seems like you're talking to your lawyer after you got picked up with some powder in your pocket. And so I go.
Can I get a little example, please? Can you give the people a little taste?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Hey, do you guys have Canadian bacon here, or is it just sausage with this option?
Yeah, we have Canadian bacon. It's you know, it looks a lot like American ham, but this is Canadian bacon. You'll just have to trust me on this, and it sells a lot. It's very good. People have loved it. Comment cards, everything. It's like our Canadian bacon is on top of the world.
Picture painted. I'm in the universe with you.
Okay. So we say, "Hey, is there any way to get these eggs without we say, first of all, potatoes. We go, is there any way to get potatoes without the butter? Because Kelsey can't have dairy. And so he goes, oh, no, I'm sorry. It's all we have is butter here. And I'm like, you don't have any oil? And he goes, no, we absolutely don't have oil. Everything's cooked in butter. And so then Kelsey goes, well, what about the eggs? Can you just cook those without butter? And he goes, no, absolutely. Everything's cooked in butter. We have to have butter on everything. So
yeah, that's the least.
I'm losing my mind. So we leave because she can't eat anything, right? And I'm fucking, remember, have you ever been driving and you have to shit maybe, let's clean it up. Mm-hmm. You have to urinate an hour before your destination, but you just tell yourself, I don't want to stop because that's going to cause more minutes.
Yep.
So I'm going to lock it up. And then you get off the exit and you say to yourself, all right, I'm almost there. And then you pull in the driveway and you go, no problem. I can release the tension in my body and I can let the system start to reactivate to urinate. And then you go up to the door and it's locked and you text your son, I thought you were going to be home. And he goes, oh my God, I thought it was tomorrow. We're not there. And I go, well, I have to pee. How do I get in? And he goes, everything's locked. Because I grow marijuana now because it's legal and I can't have people breaking in to steal it. And I go, well, I have to piss. Where can I piss? And he goes, what about outside? And you text him back, I'm not a wild animal, so fucking tell me how to get into my house that you rent. It's a lot of stuff. And so now you're in the danger zone because you've let yourself relax.
Okay, I understand.
And you text him back one more time. How come every light's on if you're not going to be home for 24 fucking hours? And so that's what I did at this original pancake house. I let myself relax because I go, I'm going in, because sometimes what will happen is Kelsey will say, hey, let's do this thing. And then it doesn't work out. And I do it as well, but her for sure more. And so I don't let myself think about this waffle until she confirms it that morning.
You've activated the waffle system inside you, knowing you're going to get it.
It has started and it is fucking full steam ahead, bruh. And so I go in and this guy's like, everything's butter. And so we have to leave. And then I'm so mad that we're looking at like this health food store for fucking gross breakfast. And I call
the pancake house
and I talk to the hostess and I call the original pancake house and I go, can you please walk this phone back into the kitchen? And she goes, yeah, what's up? And I go, I have a question for the cooks. And so I go, can you ask them, can you make eggs with oil or can you put oil on the griddle to make the potatoes? Is everything cooked in butter? And they go, yeah, we can totally use oil. So Ooh. Now I'm just like, oh, fuck that dude. He's such, right? Just like, because he didn't know the answer. He didn't go ask. He just
ruined
decided
someone's
to
day.
Come in.
He ruined
confidence over
day.
The top. Yeah. So I say to Kelsey, what are you doing tomorrow? And she goes, well, I have to get a haircut. I go, how long is that going to last? She goes, about an hour. And I go, that's when
Can
I'm going
I ask you
back
a question?
To this fucking pancake.
When she saw you.
Please.
So the moment he said, like, I have a baby, and if somebody told my baby we don't cook in butter, he'd be like, well, that's not how restaurants work. That is the... So you knew that was wrong in the moment. So once
Right.
With how I imagine your body reacted to that, and then the call and the confirmation in that moment, what is Kelsey's? Because you certainly, she's not going back with you, right? Like this, I know you said you're going back here alone, but she doesn't want to be a part of this, right?
I'm going back alone. I don't trust myself to have her with me. And turns out, great insight as the story goes further. But here's what happened, right? I'm on the phone, and I'm walking away from her at this store, and I'm on the phone, and then I hang up the phone, and she goes, I say, oh, it turns out they can cook in oil. And she goes, oh, did you just call them? And I went, yeah. I did like the crazy person laugh, where I'm like, I sure did. This is so funny, but I'm ready to kill him. And so I wait all day. I try to turn the system back off. But you know what? It's stuck. I can't. I want this fucking waffle. So I go. The next day, I'm giddy with excitement. She's like, oh, I'm about to leave to get my haircut. I go, okay, have fun. And I'm just so excited. So I walk over to the original pancake house, and I sit down in the booth, same booth as yesterday. I'm the only one in this place because I've missed the breakfast rush. And so I'm the only one in there, and I'm just so excited. I don't even open the menu. I just go, hey, you know the really fluffy waffle that you guys have, it's almost like it's made from air and love, and it has fresh sliced strawberries and homemade whipped cream. And the guy goes, yeah,
same guy,
I want that same dude.
And you're playing it straight from the get-go. You don't want no trouble, you just want a waffle.
I don't want anything to ruin this. I don't want the universe to say like you were being a jerk, something bad's gonna happen. So I'm playing it as nice as can be. I don't even mention the day before. I don't tell him, oh, you guys have oil here. Write it in your little notepad, bitch, which is what I wanted to say. And so I just go, the fluffy one, you know, it comes out. It's like it covers the whole plate. And he goes, yeah. And I go, all right, that's what I want. And he goes, do you want strawberry syrup? And I say, uh-oh. I go, just to be clear, this is the fluffy, airy waffle that covers a whole plate that comes with fresh sliced strawberries and homemade whipped cream. It doesn't have any, it's not like strawberry stuff from a can. It's fresh. And he goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. And I go, okay, I want that. But I don't want the strawberry.
We already got
syrup.
Strawberries. We put like the maple on the strawberries.
Absolutely. I like to, I like a little flavor explosion. That's what I like. And so I'm waiting patiently. He comes out, he sets it down. There are eggs and bacon that I hadn't ordered, and I know those are choices. They have to ask you, how do you want your eggs and do you want sausage or bacon? This man has made those choices for me. And there is a waffle that is, it looks like a cardboard record, like a mini record. Where it's flimsy, and he goes, everything looked good, and I picked it up and I just bent it a little and it broke in half. And I said, he said, anything else I can do for you? And I go, you can answer one question. And he goes, yeah, what's up? And I go, what the fuck is this thing?
That's all that build I lost up. It. You can only handle so much.
I lost it. I go, what the fuck is this thing? And he goes, oh, well, that's the waffle meal. I go, I didn't order the waffle meal. I go, you guessed on my eggs and you guessed on the meat that I wanted. It's pretty wild. Where you just like, he looks like a medium bacon guy. And so this is wild that you would do this. I didn't order the waffle meal, dude. I ordered the big fluffy, and he goes, oh, that's the Belgian waffle. I go, I don't give a fuck what you call it. I ordered the big fluffy waffle that seems like it's made from air and love, and it covers the whole plate. There's no room for eggs and bacon on the waffle I ordered because it covers the whole goddamn thing. I'm like losing my mind. Then the manager comes over and he goes, oh, what's going on here? And I go, I got to tell you, this place sucks. I go, I've been here 2 days. I can't get the meal I want. And I go, I know you have it because I know you're a chain, but I go, they should shut this leg of the chain down. because this is not good. And he goes, well, okay, how can I fix this? I go, you just got to get me my bill, because I'm sitting here with a butter knife and a fork, and I'm thinking of a Jason Bourne way to fucking slash everybody's throat in here. I didn't say that part because I think you get arrested for that. But I was like, I had a fork. You know how you eat with a fork? It's like you don't grip it like you're going to stab someone. Yeah. That's how I was holding the fork. My body was just taking over.
Like somebody who's about to pound on the table with their silverware?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And so I'm like, I just got to get out of here. Please bring me my bill. And he goes, no, let me fix this. I go, I'm telling you, dude, please. I'm at a 10 right now. And the only way to fix this is to bring me my bill. And then thinking he'd go, well, listen, sir, go ahead. Sorry, this was a mistake. We don't even have to bring you your bill. They fucking brought me my bill. And the only option, that's a great manager move.
That's a funny story for him to tell later. Don't love it for you, but fuck.
Absolutely. And I had to pay with Apple Pay. The only option on the little screen is 18%. That's the lowest option. There was no custom tip. There was no custom tip to put zero. And so I had to tip him 18% for a meal I didn't even touch, except for breaking the brittle ass cardboard waffle.
Now,
it was unbelievable.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
So this story showcases something that we talk a lot about on air and a lot about off air, which is your journey through the world of frustrations.
I'm trying to find inner peace, but I find that I'm tested more than others.
Well, and there's this, you mentioned in the story something that I think is interesting, which is you find yourself, if you don't, like, the freak out's in you, it's in there. And it's like one of those stress ball toys, like you can squeeze it and it's going to come out somewhere around your fist. You can't squeeze it and make it disappear. It's going to pop out one way or another.
Yes, correct.
And so and we don't want it to pop out at home.
Of course not. That's wild.
So can I pitch, because I think asking a Chad not to freak out in public is like asking a horse not to do horse stuff. I wish I had something better there.
Oh my God.
So I have a proposed middle ground system that I want to run by you.
Okay.
So I think, you know how when couples, like on TV shows, when you know how men are represented on sitcoms? Like, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, I don't even know what day of the week it is. How could I remember my wife's birthday? And
I'm unattractive and the dumbest person on earth, but somehow this hot lady married me.
So I always assume it's a big hog situation. They used to be skinnier and it's a big hog. Yeah, that's what every sitcom like that should be called, big hog.
I like it.
And so I don't know that you should, but I... Have you seen in those episodes, like one of the beaten to death storylines is the get your wife or get your dad, the coupons, right? The people do it in real life too. They're like, here's your coupon for a free massage.
Yes.
Here's your coupon for I'll host a night with the gals for you. That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think you and Kelsey should enact a chat in public policy. In which she has, I don't know who gives them to who. I think it works either way. Either Chad has a certain amount of Chad in public moments.
Yep.
Where, have you seen those commercials where they throw the challenge flag on everyday situations?
Oh, yes.
It's a lot like that. You're at the Waffle House. The
progressive commercials.
Yeah, and the guy goes, we don't actually cook in butter. And you have that look on your face that you know they cook in butter. And Kelsey knows that they cook in butter because you're both grown-ups. But she also knows that you know that they cook in butter. And she knows how that is going to make your brain feel. Right. And you guys have that moment. Like, in that moment, I think you can reach into your wallet and pull one of those cards out that you've been given for the year.
Oh, do I love it.
and use them. And so then it's kind of strategy. Like, when do I want to use these up? Do I want to use them as they come? Do I want to save them all to have a Chad's blowout December? How do I want to do it? Ooh. Or, or as Kelsey's gift to you, she has the cards. And when she notices, you're like, man, I mean, Chad really had it hard. He told me that Home Depot story. I know he's been thinking about that waffle. Hey, baby, I love you. And then she gives you the card. And so then it's like, not only instead of you strategizing, like you getting the card is like Christmas morning. It's like, oh, fuck, here we go.
Yes.
I think we really need a card system.
It's like permission to speak frankly, sir. Sir, yes, sir. And then I just go, listen here, motherfucker. Let me tell you a little story about how oil and butter work. And I promise you, you have oil back there, you piece of shit. Yeah.
The energy in those moments, I think it's better if Kelsey gives you the card, because you giving her the card is, it comes with like an eye roll and like a funny eye roll. Like, that's a funny situation. Like, oh, here we go. He does have these cards. Right. But her giving you the card is more of this like, let's fucking go. There's a permission given in the moment, and she's co-signed, because it's kind of like she gets to go, this fucking idiot, he deserves a Chad in public.
The wrath of Chad, yeah.
Blammo. And you just, and I'm telling you, just drop it on him.
She lays the card down, and it's like when Mario eats the mushroom. Just, and I just, you can see my shoulders go back, and I just like, my eyes start rolling around in my head because I'm connecting all the circuits of what I want to say to this stupid bitch. Oh, God. I do think it was a good trip to the original pancake house, only to know for a fact, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that eugenics didn't work.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.